It's Thursday, news listeners, and time, of course, for your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. Brand new month indeed as well. It's the 1st of June, 2023. Got the best in tech that happened over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in less than 5 minutes. Well, Amazon had to make a hefty bank transfer yesterday to the tune of about $25 million. That is what the online retailer agreed to pay for a settlement over there at the Federal Trade Commission with the allegations it violated child privacy through Alexa. Now, allegedly, the company fell afoul of both the FTC Act and the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act through its handling of kids' voice data. Now, even though Amazon said it had limited access to voice data and actually promised to delete info on request, it actually kept children's recordings and transcripts indefinitely, and they did this by default until September of 2019. Amazon said they disagree with the FTC's claims and is just settling to put the matter behind them. They also went on to say the company will delete child profiles that actually haven't been used for the last 18 months, thus addressing an FTC concern that data could actually linger for years. All right, I know we got some diehard people out there still on Windows 7, 8, and even 8.1. Firefox apparently loves it too, only up till a point though, as the Firefox version of 1.1.5 will actually be the last supported Firefox version for users that are still on Windows 7, Windows 8, and Windows 8.1. Meaning if you're using these versions of Windows, you'll be moved to Firefox Extended Support Release. And Mozilla will provide security updates for these users all the way up till September of 2024. So no, your fun isn't over quite yet. However, though, after September of 2024, no security updates, no nothing will be coming your way. Something I'm sure most people are probably used to that still use these operating systems. Windows hasn't been sending anything their way for quite some time now. Now, the reason why Firefox said they ended support for those operating systems was pretty plain and simple. Those operating systems, yeah, they're unsupported. They've received no security updates, and in fact have been known to have exploits. With Firefox going on to say that by maintaining a browser for an obsolete operating system becomes way too costly, and in the end is just dangerous for its users. Finally, speaking of obsolete, the original Chromecast. Fond memories of it myself. Even told my Apple TVs to hit the road for a little while when I switched over to it. Yeah, I'm back on Apple TV now, but hey, that's a different story. The original Chromecast, yeah, kind of a thing of the future. And if you can believe it, it's been 10 years. Yeah, the first little dongle from Google that was announced almost a decade ago has finally hit the end of its life, saying that support for Chromecast 1 first gen has ended, which means these devices no longer receive software or security updates, and Google does not provide technical support for them anymore. Yes, back in 2013, that first little gen dongle only cost $35 and was hugely successful, selling about 10 million units in 2014 alone. That's probably why they continue to make the Chromecast. With the second generation in 2015, the Chromecast Ultra in 2016, and the third generation version in 2018. Plus, let us not forget, Chromecast kind of merged with Google TV in 2020 to create Chromecast with Google TV, which yet again has been one heck of a hit for the company. But today we remember where it all started. You can rest easy now, little Chromecast. Your job is done. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the news show over at our Patreon page at patreon.com/BTN News. Find the news show, the Mac Show, and of course the Big Show over at the network website at britishtechnetwork.com. And of course, follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And definitely come by and join the BTN community today over at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Friday episode tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best that's happening in technology news. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. Have a great day ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.